be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
At that time, the Lord appointed 72 others, whom he sent ahead of him in pairs, to every town and place he intended to visit. He said to them, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. Go on your way. Behold, I am sending you like lambs among wolves. Carry no money bag, no sack, no sandals, and greet no one along the way. Into whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this household.' If a peaceful person lives there, your peace will rest on him. But if not, it will return to you. Stay in the same house and eat and drink what is offered to you, for the laborer deserves his payment. Do not move about from one house to another. Whatever town you enter and they welcome you, eat what is set before you. Cure the sick in it and say to them, 'The kingdom of God is at hand for you.' Whatever town you enter and they do not receive you, go out into the streets and say, 'The dust of your town that clings to our feet, even that we shake off against you.' Yet know this, the kingdom of God is at hand. I tell you, it will be more tolerable for Sodom on that day than for that town." The 72 returned rejoicing and said, "Lord, even the demons are subject to us because of your name." Jesus said, "I have observed Satan fall like lightning from the sky. Behold, I have given you the power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and upon the full force of the enemy, and nothing will harm you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice because the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice because your names are written in heaven." My dear friends, the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
My dear friends, there's a lot of things that needs to be said about our gospel today, but I'll try to keep it short. The question that we have to ask ourselves, my dear friends, as we reflect on today's gospel is, every single day, when you wake up in the morning or you get prepared for work or whatever, or you have to go about your day, before you start your day, how many times have you asked yourself, "As I start my day, how should I present myself?" Have you asked yourself that before you start your day? How am I going to present myself? Why? Why is it so important for us to ask that, my dear friends? Because it goes back to our true identity of who we are. And who are you? Yes, you're an American. Yes, you are a father. Yes, you are a mother. Yes, you are a son. You are a daughter. You're a grandparent. You're an uncle and aunt. But above all, my dear friends, you are a child of God. You are a Christian. You are a Catholic. And so the question that you ask to yourself is, how do I present myself then as a Catholic, as a Christian, as a child of God? Why? Because it goes back, my dear friends, to your baptism. When you were baptized, either when you were a kid or you are a convert or you have been baptized as an adult or as a teenager, the very fact is, your parents, when you were baptized as a kid, your parents made that promise that they will raise you in the Christian faith. They will raise you to be a good Christian. When you got baptized as a teenager, you also made that promise. And of course, even in their later years, for those who are converts, those who have been baptized during Easter, you also are aware of that promise that you made when you got yourself baptized. And that is the source of the reason why we ask the question, we have to ask the question every day before we start our day is, how am I going to present myself? But it's not only you, my dear brothers and sisters. It's not only about me. How am I going to present myself? But the thing is, the reason why you ask this question is because how am I going to present myself in order not to disappoint who? The sender. Who sent you? Christ. And so therefore, we are being sent to represent the sender. Of course, we have been baptized, and so as being baptized, my dear friends, we were newly created, you know, we have been saved. And so therefore, our response to that great gift that God has given us is this, that Lord, now that I have received that sacrament, how am I going to thank you through my life? And that's why, my dear friends, in our gospel today, our Lord Jesus Christ sent all these 72 disciples, not only to preach, but at the same time, too, he sent these disciples to let the world know that salvation is here. To let the world know that Christ, that God is love, that God is merciful, that the good news is that regardless of our own weaknesses, regardless of our own shortcomings, there is always a God who is merciful, who is loving, and who will always grant us peace and harmony. And so therefore, my dear friends, with that, it means that we are free. Always remember that. All of us are free. It's not about the kind of freedom that the world would talk about. As Christians, as a child of God, us Catholics, our freedom is based on what? On our own values. And what are those values? Where are those values found? When we receive the sacrament, that is where the values lies. Nowadays, my dear friends, as we are about to celebrate the 4th of July tomorrow, you know, we talk about freedom, right? God bless America. This is really the land of freedom. But unfortunately, freedom gets distorted. What do they call freedom? Doing whatever you want to do? I don't think that's freedom. Because that's not true freedom. Because freedom, like I would always love to say, freedom is acting according to your true nature. And your true nature is goodness. And when you talk about goodness, you always talk about promoting the true dignity of what life is. That is freedom. And goodness also, my dear friends, is what? It's not only about myself, but it is also desiring the goodness of others, the well-being of others. It's not about me, or what can I acquire? But it's also freedom to have that sincere concern towards others. Because, my dear friends, you've never seen anybody put into prison because they have been genuinely helpful towards others, or they helped an old lady cross the street, or they carried groceries for someone else. You've never seen them put into prison or given someone help. You know, that's the funny thing about our own life. As Americans, yes, we are definitely blessed, but unfortunately, we are not grateful enough and we don't see how great, how blessed we are as a nation. And for us to be able to be aware of these things, my dear brothers and sisters, will help you be a better Christian, a better Catholic, a better child of God. And so, my dear friends, when Christ calls and sent his disciples, we also, my dear friends, are being sent. But as we are being sent, in order for us to be effective, we have to detach ourselves from anything that impedes us from being a child of God and from being a true disciple of Christ. What are the things that impede us? You ask yourself that question. What are the things that impedes you from being a disciple? You know what? There are three types of people, my dear friends, and that's the reason why they fail to respond to Christ sending them. Well, of course, First of all, it's always the reason why they respond to being sent. Why? Because they have their prayers have been answered. And that's the reason why they do what they do. And they're very much aware that God loves them, that God always answers their prayers. But there are also people, my dear friends, why they fail to respond is this. Why? Because they keep praying and praying, and then eventually they give up. And then they see that all my efforts are futile. And that's where they fail to respond. They immediately give up. And the other one, my dear friends, the other kind of person is this. The reason why they fail to be disciples or respond to the call, why? It's because they always give a lot of excuses. They always give a lot of excuses. Oh, maybe I'm going to do this. Yeah, but I'll put it off a little bit later. But you know what, my dear friends? If we keep giving excuses, when it will be your time to face God, when you'll be in front of those pearly gates, do not be surprised when God will also make excuses for you not to go in. To be honest with you, my dear friends, God's call for us to be sent, to be a disciple, it means to be a witness of Him, to preach who He is, not by words. I'm not expecting you to go in the downtown Spartanburg and preach, right? But it is through your life that Christ calls you. What is your vocation as a parent, especially for you parents? What was one of the responsibilities that you made or that you promised? That you're going to raise your children in the faith and teach them of what it means to be a Christian. Why? Because you never know. Whatever you may teach your children, and as they grow up and live that life, other people who would encounter them, you might just be the only Bible that they would read through your life. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, as Christ calls us to be disciples, He also calls us to be free. Of course, free not according to the world, but freedom according to how God intended it to be. And at the same time, too, as disciples, we are also called to detach ourselves from anything that impedes us from following Christ. For it is in this following, my dear brothers and sisters, that we do it for the greater glory of the rising Christ, and no other reason. That's the reason why, towards the end of our gospel, our Lord Jesus, the disciples were like, so happy, Lord, we were able to drive out these spirits. And Christ was trying to remind, don't lose your focus. Yes, you may do all these things in my name, but most importantly is, you do this because your names are written in heaven. We do all these things, and we are always reminded to live a Christian life, my dear friends, not for any other reason, not for adulation, not for compliments or whatever, but we always do it to glorify Christ through our own life. Amen. Our faith, I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ.